Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Andy Rivera. He's the founder and the person heading the Puerto Rico Historic Building Drawing Society. And he described how his background in architecture and how he got involved with emphasizing his passion of Puerto Rico architecture throughout all of the island. So let's tell the listeners, you know, what you do on a day-to-day basis with respect to the organization and how the listeners can take advantage of the many tours and of the many drawings and of the many studies that you've been undertaking over these. Now you're, but this was what, about, you're about 20?
2010 we started, 2010. So we're officially.
So you go, yeah. So you're going to basically on 15 years. Okay. Let's explain the what you're doing at this time and see how we can get the listeners involved and helping you and enthusiastic with your work.
Well, thank you. The thing is that we had a problem at the office because we've been measuring drawings and the law says we have to protect those drawings. We cannot throw it away. We cannot depose them until 10 years, right? So what are we going to do with those paper drawings, even though we had cat files? So instead of we started to take the drawings and put them on the internet so we can share them so people can see the drawings, see the photos, because when you document the building, there's tons of photos. For example, we documented the Oso Blanco on the penitentiary, and we had more than 3,000 photos, cells by cells, and believe me, every cell is different one from the other. You can tell the people that were in that cell only by the way they treated the cell. So we got writings on the walls, diaries on the walls. You don't want to see what I seen. The thing is that, and now that document is available to the public, so they want to study about what the Oso Blanco was all about, because we don't have it here anymore. It was demolished. And that's the importance of the buildings, the drawings, because we got tons of buildings that were burned, demolished. We don't have them with us anymore. But now you got the drawings. You got 3D models of them. And so other generations can understand what we had in the past, right? So we decided to, what are we going to do with this? Well, we put it on the web page, and it was all, for our surprise, we had like 10 followers, 20, 100, then 1,000. And right now we got more than 400,000 people and followers and likes and whatever. And people tell me, don't bother doing that, Andy, because nobody's interested in their history. Nobody cares about the architecture. So, well, so I did it. To my surprise, they were interested, yeah. And more than I thought. So the other problem was that people started to tell me, are you sure that's from Puerto Rico? They asked me, where is that from? I said, that's from Puerto Rico. That's what's taken in Cagua. That building's in Rincon. That building's in whatever. No, there's no way, because I'm from that part of the island. Never saw it. And they didn't believe me. Of course, you don't. You have to dig in,
like,
right?
Like St. Thomas.
Yeah. The thing is that—
gotta touch it.
But we got things here so unique that people doesn't even know it. So the thing was that we started to, discussing, yes, you know, we did this. This is there, whatever. And people said, show me. Why don't you take us there? Especially when they saw the dungeons, when they saw tunnels, when they saw crypts, cisterns underground. It's an underground world down there. So then we said, uh-oh, that's a good idea. My wife said, why don't you do tours? I said, I don't know anything about tours. I don't even know how to practically speak in public. I'm a shy guy, man. And she said, no, let's do it, let's do it.
You were a shy guy. You're no longer a shy guy.
Not anymore. The thing is that we planned this idea. Let's do a tour. My wife set everything up, and then he said, let's put a date, let's announce them in the pages, and let's sit in at the plaza at the time and the day that we scheduled for the tour. Believe me, I was every single day waiting for people, and they were showed up. 1 month, and I said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to do this. When I was about to get up from the bench, and I saw this woman, she went to me, and she said, excuse me, you're the one for the tour. I said, yes. He said, I almost hugged her and kissed her. I said, oh, my. See, I believe she was like 60, 70 years. I don't know how old she really was. I remember her name because for me, She's very special. Her name is Nani Role. She's passed away. And the thing was that I was so crazy with that woman because she was so kind. She was always saying, don't worry, people will come in. And guess what? I gave her the tour, like if it was like 100 people with me. And she loved it so much that she was the one who promoted us, really. She gave a word of mouth to everybody, come to this tour, and everybody started coming, friends, families, and suddenly we ended up with 68 tours a month. Believe me, English, private, locals, name it. And I believe it was her. And she went to every single tour of us. She recommended her. Hmm. I owe her a lot. The thing is, suddenly I stopped seeing her. Then the pandemic showed up, mm-hmm. and I was like, wow, I wonder what's with Nani. Well, you know how life is continuous. Then when everything went back to normal during the pandemic, we started to offer the tours again. And I saw friends of her, and she said, oh, hey, what's Nani? I haven't seen her. She says, they passed away. Oh. Man, I feel so bad because she was an awesome woman.
Yeah.
She never complained. She was always positive. And she showed me also. We had a two-way highway information because she told me a lot of things about San Juan. I told her. You know, it was like sharing. Mm-hmm. The thing is that now we have so many tours, different subjects. We do go tours for university, private, public, MIT, Harvard, Complutense. We got people from Notre Dame School of Architecture, Rhode Island School of Design. I don't know. We got high schools everywhere, public and private from the States. I mean, everybody now wants to see what we see in San Juan because right. You can have 15 people, 15 persons. You put them looking at San Juan, they're going to see 15 different things when they're looking at the same thing. Because sometimes you see, but you don't really see. And that's what I like. People are like already looking at San Juan the way they look at them at the pedestrian point of view. But San Juan, you have to see it outside. Okay, but you have to go under the buildings, on top of the buildings. You're going to go the dungeons, courtyards, balconies. I mean, there's so many things. I can be with you visiting San Juan like for what? 1 year? And you still won't see San Juan completely as I see it.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Every time I used to document the building on San Juan, they gave me the keys for a couple of months so I could measure them. I felt like a little kid in a candy store. Old building. I used to stare at the building before starting to work, and my employees were looking at me. Are you crazy? What's going on with you? Because I was like imagining everything was going on at that time period.
Mm-hmm.
I found swords, helmets, coins. You don't want to know what I found on there. And to me, it was like I used to see people in my mind, like going down the steps, dressed at the time, at that time period. I see the kitchen. I see things like in my mind when I see an old building.
Right, right.
I had a professor. Her name was Aline Pavon. She always told me, and I proved that when you enter inside a space, you don't enter in a space, in a historic structure, you enter in certain time frame. She said, un espacio del tiempo. And it's true. Mm-hmm. Buildings talk. I mean, they tell you stories. I know that they don't talk, but you can read them easily.
Right.
And once you read the buildings, you understand better the architecture. If you understand the architecture, guess what? You're understanding your culture.
Now you were with respect to the end of a reunion, you had recommended Hotel Decatur. Decatur,
yeah,
you say?
The Cantor.
You'll be happy to hear the first person who doing a post, you know, a pre and a post, you know, stay. Did their study and they decided that the Hotel Decatur was where they're going to stay. Had really great ratings and so I said yeah, Andy had recommended that as a possible luncheon place and I visited that when it was really completely with my. I have a brother who's an architect, and you and he would Fernando, but he would put he loves to take these old buildings 400, 500, 600 years, and you know he's very much in line with you. But he and I went to take a look at it. He was thinking of maybe doing an investment, but it has worked pretty well. Well, anyway, you know, go ahead. In terms of the tours that. As I said, I did the balcones, I did the garitas, and I think I just did a general tour with you. But The Normandy. I'm thinking of doing the Normandy tour at the end. I think it's the 30th.
Normandy, yeah. The Normandy is one of those tours that people think they know about Normandy, but we don't talk only about Normandy. We talk about inside of Normandy, outside of Normandy, and the surroundings of Normandy. Because when you study a building or you want to know about a building, you have to go in complete context. That's how come in that tour, we're not going to only talk about the Normandy. We're going to talk about the Escambrón. We're going to talk about the Parque Muñoz Rivera, the Parque Sisto Escobar, and things like, for example, when Charles Lindbergh landed in Puerto Rico, was right there at the park. So many rich history in one concentrated in one tiny space that, believe me, 1 hour and 40 minutes is never, never enough.
Okay. Give you that's the date and the hour for that tour. It's the 30th?
I believe it's the 30th, and it's at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. And where would
the...
In the front,
at the entrance of the Normandy Hotel. You're going to see us there.
5 p.m. on the 30th. I'm going to be there. I went to the inauguration... of the new book.
It's excellent.
A Bordo de Normandy.
Yeah,
credit,
excellent. By Rosana she went to our tours.
She went to it's Rosana Matienzo Carrion, and it's called A Bordo de Normandy. It's in Spanish. But I'm gonna have her. I told her I went to the when she presented her book, and it was a fascinating presentation. And I said I want to have her on the program. I said, so when I finish reading, I'm probably about 2/3 of the way. It's really a novel. It's not a historic.
Yeah.
It has a lot of history and politics.
She integrates it perfectly.
It's a great book. So my listeners, two things. Jot down the 30th of July, 5 p.m. to be in front of the Normandy with Andy and myself, God willing. And then jot down the book A Bordo de Normandy. That's the ship, because it was a French. That's where he got his idea for the hotel. Read that book so that I went to the presentation. I wish I had read the book when I went to the presentation. Obviously, you miss so much when you haven't read the book. Try to get that book and read it before we have her, so that the questions I will ask in her presentations, and that's it. You text me if you have any questions that you want me to ask her. Let me give you the number again, the 939-333-1010. Incidentally, I just laughing. I'm laughing because I got the worst feedback that I'm going on 4 years, and I've had really great feedback. Only one person likes more classical music, and a good friend, and said, I still like, but this one person said something to the effect is, stop talking so much on unimportant matters and play more music. and then I tried to call the person, couldn't get him, and then I put a text, listen, I tried to reach you, what subjects are unimportant and what kind of music do you like? Just hasn't heard back. So I don't know if it was somebody joking and all, but that was a tough feedback.
To please everybody at the same time. when you're offering tours, believe me, reviews can go wild.
Okay, so we got a concrete thing on the 30th. What is another tour that that you have coming that you really would like?
One of my favorite ones is Old San Juan Nocturno at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a general tour, but I kind of like it because, number one, the temperature's better, the weather, and you're gonna see San Juan the opposite of when you're visiting during daylight. You're gonna see San Juan from the outside towards the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
At night, it has a special reverse view.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see the inside reflected outside.
Mm-hmm.
The people's in there, all the courtyards, the rooftops. You can see San Juan on the rooftop in the day. At night, the same rooftop, different perspective. It's a general tour because we're gonna talk about styles, the doors, the textures. It's very interesting. This, most of the people that go to that tour, they say, why don't you do this like a longer tour I mean, 1 hour and 45 minutes and they want more.
Right.
This is kind of addictive sometimes, honestly, because you end up going just to one tour just to, you know, do something. And they say, wait a minute, if you did the patio and patio is related to balcony, when are you going to do the balcony? And the balcony is related to the cisterns and the courtyards. Where are you going to do the cisterns? You know, and it keeps going on and on.
We have a minute. I want to make sure. In terms of when is the night tour? Once a month,
Yeah, once a month again. We're gonna have it on the, I believe it's the this Sunday, this coming Sunday. We're gonna have San Juan Nocturno, and it's gonna be the 27th, exactly at 6 p.m. Okay. We start sharp at 6 p.m.
You meet where?
At the Plaza de Colón.
Yeah, and you have to reserve before.
It would be great to do so because we're controlling the groups. Because at the beginning when we started, I was like begging people to come in, and then the first time that it was picking up, we had patio interior.
We have only 23 seconds. Okay. So this would be get it jotted down, which is the PRHBDS.org, right?
.org.
So the Puerto Rico Historic Building Drawing Society. It's the letters, and there you can find all the, you know, the tours for the different months, and you can register. How much does it cost?
It costs $15 per participant.
$50. Okay, so
and it goes to the nonprofit called Puerto Rico Historic Building Society.
So we've run out of time. I you know, Andy, we'll have you back another occasion. Thank you for joining us. I hope you've a little twist on things. I like to do something really different, and this is really different, and it's for our well-being to help Puerto Rico and appreciate our heritage, our architecture. So thanks for joining me, Andy. And,
thank you very much for inviting me.
And an audience, thanks to you for joining us. Look forward to having you next week. I'm going to have Ani Mustafa, which was an interesting program that I look forward to. So take care. See you next week. Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.